Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper, joined today by Frank Ray, who sings Country Look Good on You. He's got a new single out called Somebody Else's Whiskey, and he's playing the new country night out in Temecula on Friday, April 28th. Thanks for chatting with me today.
Hey, Pepper. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay, so I'm feeling really lucky that you squeezed me into your schedule because you have a new baby girl in your house. Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually stepped outside momentarily, and I was like a just in case she wanted to chime in on the interview.
Well, she would definitely be welcome. She's actually your third daughter. Do you feel like you're overwhelmed, or do you feel like, yeah, I've been through this twice before, I got this?
Yeah, no, I got it. One of my favorite things in the world is being a dad, and I'm fortunate enough to have three girls. I'm a girl dad through and through. They're, oddly enough, the calm part of my life. So it really makes things a lot easier when I get to kind of be around them.
Well, as far as metaphorical children go, you've got a new single out called Somebody Else's Whiskey. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Somebody Else's Whiskey is our current single. And it's just something that, you know, not only is it a great country song, when I was putting my album together, I really wanted to showcase elements that were authentic to me as a person. And I have a pretty humorous side, at least so I've been told. But I've always been a bit of a class clown and growing up, and I like to crack jokes a lot of times at my own expense. So because my producer knew of this about me and wanted to showcase that, we decided to write a funny breakup song to kind of showcase that element of who I am as a person. And Somebody Else's Whiskey was written, and people might be surprised to learn that it was initially supposed to be a really, really sad song. but who knows how long Frank Rogers is one of the guys I wrote it with, Frank Rogers and Derek George. But who knew how long Frank had the title in his phone with that intent. But yeah, it just took one morning. We decided to get together and write a song, and he threw this title out, this approach, and it turned out great. I love the song. I'm really proud of it.
So was there whiskey involved that morning?
There's whiskey involved every morning. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not shy to admit it. I like to party, but there's always a little splash of something I put in my coffee. It's not a bad habit. My grandpa did it in a pretty long life, so I imagine I'll wind up the same way.
So you come by it honestly.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. No, it was a writer's retreat, so needless to say, there was several cocktails involved.
Well, your EP is called Get You Some. You mentioned an album. Any word on when we can expect that?
Yeah, I think we're hoping to release it sometime in July. I don't have a particular date yet, but people can, you know, look forward to that. I am so incredibly proud of the album that we put together. It is honestly, I can say it, with confidence, it's the best body of work I've ever put together. Some of the lyrics we put from pen to paper, the production is probably the most musical thing to come out of Nashville, and I say that again confidently, in a very long time. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Latin element that I kind of bring and my different influences that I drew from, not just country music, but everything I grew up listening to, whether it was rock or pop or R&B, you know, vibes. People kind of got that with Country Look Good on You. It's just a really well-rounded project. And if anybody ever wanted to get to know me as a person and as an artist, then all they'd have to do is listen to this album from start to finish, and you'll get it. You'll get it.
So you're from Deming, New Mexico. And here's my experience with Deming. My best friend lived in Silver City for a while.
No,
and she would get so excited when she got to take a trip to Deming because there was a Target there and a Starbucks there.
Oh my gosh. Big things, right? Watch out, big city. I'm from all over the place. But yeah, I was born in Deming. And if you go a little further south, there's a smaller town called Columbus, New Mexico. And that's actually where I'm from. But I never mention it because nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'm surprised you know about Deming. You're one of the few. But yeah, it's just one of those small towns that was 3 miles north of the Mexican border. And that's probably why I fell in love with tequila and whiskey early on in my life, honestly. But yeah, it's a very, very small town. I'm from the Southwest. It's a beautiful part of the country. If you've never had an opportunity to go down there or, you know, visit that part and see the desert, it's beautiful. But of course, you know, I live in Nashville now and things are working out. And if I get an opportunity to come back out down that way. I look forward to playing a show over there as well.
Now, in a previous life, you worked in law enforcement, and now you're doing something really cool to help first responders. Tell us about Frey.
Yeah, Frey is something it's a project that I started that I'm really, really passionate about, sometimes more so than the music, probably to my own detriment. But honestly, we put together this campaign to raise awareness for the mental well-being of first responders, be it police officers, firefighters, EMT, corrections, everybody that wears that badge and serves the community in some sort of as a public servant. We want to raise awareness because these people deal with trauma on a daily basis. A lot of times to the degree that the general public will never have to deal with, right? To keep our community safe, and they're usually the first ones on scene, and sometimes there's no real outlet for them to deal with this trauma, especially officers that have a long career and serve 20, 25, 30 years on the force, and then you get a handshake and a see you later. Thanks for doing everything. So there's no real transition into society. It's very paramilitary sort of effects that law enforcement officers and first responders deal with, but they don't really have, the resources aren't as well known. And so our main goal with the campaign is to raise awareness, but to also point first responders in the right direction should they find themselves in need of a therapist or suicide prevention or issues with drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, things of that nature that exist very much so that a lot of people don't really know about. For me, my healthy outlet was music, and I turned to music, and for some people it could be working out, but other people just want access to a therapist, and it's received a lot better when it comes from someone who's walked a mile in those shoes. And I did 10 years in law enforcement. I know the stuff that keeps me up at night and how to cope with that. And unfortunately, a lot of first responders out there don't really have that luxury. And so that's what we're trying to do, is just sort of ring that bell. And we're working very, very closely with people on the Hill. Senator out of New Mexico, Van Ray Lujan, has helped me kind of champion this cause so we can get legislation put forward, so we can get some funding. I feel right now with my platform in my country music career, I have a sort of a bigger microphone, and we can garner some national attention, be it interviews like this on radio or, you know, the Today Show, Good Morning America, Fox News, CNN, whatever it is. We have this platform where we can really raise awareness in the fashion that I'm hoping to do so. So it's still in its developmental process, but there is a website that's up and running right now that will direct first responders to those organizations that I told you are out there, like SAMHSA. There's COPS hotline that helps with suicide prevention, and it's all available at freyoc.org. If you're a first responder, please know that you're appreciated, and there are people out here that care about you. We want to make sure that we're taking care of the people that take care of our community.
And what is the one thing that you want the public to know about people who work in law enforcement?
Just that. It's a very, way too often, a thankless job. I think there's been sort of this dehumanization from people who wear the uniform of the community. I know what I've experienced, and I know what officers out there are experiencing. And so really, we are trying to humanize the police department again, humanize the first responders, and be like, hey, there is a human being that puts on that uniform every day to go out of their front door, often to, again, like to a thankless job. And they deal with trauma on a daily basis that it's very difficult when you don't have the support from the community. And I think we just need to put all the politicizing aside and humanize this issue, because at the end of the day, these people are serving the community. So who better than to have the best version of themselves than first responders? And, you know, a simple thank you goes a very, very long way. And if we can just continue to move that needle and raise awareness and make it a socially acceptable topic and change the negative stigma that's attached to mental health as it relates to first responders, because we're notorious for compartmentalizing things. If we can do that, then I think we can make a real difference and save some lives out there.
Frank Ray, you're playing a full band show at Ween's Winery in Temecula on Friday, April 28th. This is part of the new Country Night Out series. Actually, it's going to be the kickoff to the series. What should we expect from your show?
Oh, I love that. I honestly didn't know there was going to be the kickoff to the series, and I love that even more. I was already excited to come out, but I love to be able to set the bar for future events, and you just expect that it's going to be a party. My band and I love to have a good time. We love to entertain the crowd. We love to engage. And it's just going to be a really high energy show. And it's just so much fun. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And again, I just got all giddy knowing that we're going to kick off the series. It's going to be great. I love that kind of responsibility.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing you. And we are looking forward to hearing those songs like Country Look Good on You and Somebody Else's Whiskey.
Let's go. It's going to be a party. I can't wait. I'll see you all there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.